Welcome to the Coaster Geeks Podcast. Is your favorite the Beast, Millennium Force, or Lightning Rod? Whether it's an old Woody, a steel Giga Coaster, or a hybrid, we will chat about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country and search for the best roller coasters. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Coaster Geeks is a podcast about adventure, thrills, and maybe even some chills. We hope our stories provide you with tips and tricks on how to travel across the United States. In our day jobs, we host the popular podcast Dogworks Radio, and we are mushing down a dream in the wilds of Alaska. The Coaster Geeks podcast shares our love of excitement and our need for speed.
Without further ado, it's time to meet the geeks. I'm Robert, and I rode my first coaster when I was 6 years old at Camden Park in Huntington, West Virginia.
I'm Michelle, and I rode my first coaster when I was 7 years old on the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, the Giant Dipper.
In the last 4 years, we have ridden over 350 coasters all over the country. Michelle and I are both active members of the American Coaster Enthusiast Club, or ACE for short. We have had some great times and met many people along the way. But first, we want to talk about our coaster count. Michelle, what is yours up to now?
Oh my goodness. Well, according to my blog page, my coaster count since 2015 to date is 302.
And I am at 347. 96 Woodies, and 251 Steel. In the coaster geek world, coaster credits are a big deal. To put it simply, a coaster credit is one ride on each coaster. That's how we came up with our numbers, 302 and 347. My first question to you, Michelle, is what is the most difficult coaster to add to your track record?
Well, Robert, I believe I will never get the opportunity to ride Lightning Rod at Dollywood.
Why not? We can always visit the East Coast again.
Well, you know, somebody has more coaster credits than I do because he's gotten to take a few side trips here and there and gotten to ride on some of these coasters without his best coaster buddy. And the likelihood of going back to Dollywood is slim to none. What is the most difficult coaster to add to your track record?
It is in the same general vicinity as Dollywood. It happens to be at Silver Dollar City and the brand new coaster Time Traveler.
Whoa. Well, I think that we may need to have a trip to Branson, Missouri, and then toddle on over to Dollywood. Robert, what is the most sought-after coaster for you?
You know, this is a tough one. I have been reading up on coasters quite a bit during the off-season. I would have to say, right now as it stands, it would be Steel Vengeance at Cedar Point.
Yeah, wow. I haven't heard that much about that coaster yet, so I'm looking forward to heading back to Cedar Point sometime soon. My most sought-after coaster, believe it or not, would be Space Mountain at Walt Disney World. I've never been to Walt Disney World. I am a California kid, and we went to Disneyland a lot when I was growing up. So, Robert, what are your personal top five Woody coasters, which I know is super hard for you because that is your coaster of choice?
It is. My top five Woody coasters to date are number one, Boulder Dash at Lake Compounds. Number two, the tried and true Cyclone at Coney Island. Number three, which may move into the top spot after the next blog post, it is the Beast at Kings Island. And this October, we visited at night for Fright Night, and I would have to say that the Beast at night may be my top coaster. Number four is the Voyage at Holiday World. And number five was one that I was fortunate enough to ride this summer as part of an ACE convention. It was Shivering Timbers at Michigan's Adventure. What are your top five Woodies, Michelle?
I only have 84 Woodies in my credits. I don't have near the amount that Robert has. And I'm a little bit jealous about that. But my top five coasters as they stand today are the Giant Dipper, Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, my all-time favorite, Cyclone at Coney Island, Boulder Dash at Lake Compounds, Roarosaurus at a little park in New Hampshire called Storyland. That was a surprise. And the Beast at Kings Island. Robert, what are your top five steel coasters?
Number one is Banshee at Kings Island. Number two, just for history's sake, Loch Ness Monster at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, Gatekeeper at Cedar Point, Verbolten also at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, and Diamondback at Kings Island. What are your top five steel, Michelle?
Well, apparently we both love the Banshee at Kings Island. Val Raven at Cedar Point. I, too, liked the Verbolten at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, the Volcano at King's Dominion, and Goliath at Six Flags America.
Some of my favorite coasters in the country are what are known as hybrid coasters. What are your top five hybrids, Michelle?
Wow, technology really has changed over the last decade. These hybrids blow my mind. The very first one I rode is the first in my category of my top five, El Toro and Six Flags Great America. Twisted Colossus, Six Flags Magic Mountain. Storm Chaser, Six Flags New England. And Iron Rattler, Six Flags Fiesta over Texas. Now, Robert, what's your favorite hybrids?
By far, number one, Twisted Colossus at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Number two, Lightning Rod at Dollywood. Number three, El Toro at Six Flags Great America. And number five, Texas Giant at Six Flags Over Texas. Our next category is our favorite theme parks. Michelle, what are your three favorite theme parks?
My three favorite theme parks would have to be Holiday World, Hershey Park, and Knott's Berry Farm.
My three favorite theme parks are Busch Gardens Williamsburg, Hershey Park, and then a tie, Holiday World and Kennywood. Our next category is Oldie But Goodies. Jackrabbit at Kennywood, built in 1921. Thunderbolt at Kennywood, built in 1924. Giant Dipper at Santa Cruz Boardwalk in 1924 as well. Thunderhawk at Dorney Park in 1924. Racer at Kennywood, built in 1927. Wildcat at Lake Compounds in 1927. Roller Coaster at Lagoon Park, built in 1921. And then the Big Dipper at Camden Park, built in 1960s. Still to ride are some other Woodies. Giant Dipper at Belmont Park in San Diego. Jackrabbit in Seabreeze, New York. Wild One at Six Flags America in Baltimore. Leap the Dips at Lakemont Park. I believe that's the oldest standing coaster in the country. Some of these will be tough to get to, but I'm looking forward to it. Michelle, do you have other interests at the park besides coasters?
Well, I love people watching and watching the shows and seeing the arts and crafts. I really enjoy walking around the parks and seeing the different themes and all of the landscaping that is put up, especially at Hershey Park. I can't wait to go to Universal Studios in Florida.
Some of my favorite things to do in the parks beside coasters are the different themes at the parks, and I always love to seek out the unique food, like the huge s'more shake at Hershey Park. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do. But we also make it a point not to eat in the park. We try to find a unique treat.
We've been visiting theme parks every year for the past 4 years, and each year our tours get bigger and better. To date, we visited over 50 parks and well over 350 coasters. Coming up in 2019, we're heading to Florida and visiting some of the iconic parks like Disney World, Universal Studios in Orlando, and Busch Gardens Tampa Bay.
I'm going to have to make sure that Robert catches up on every Harry Potter movie ever put out, because he's never read any of the books. And if we go to Universal Studios and he has no idea what's going on, it's going to be awful hard for him to enjoy that park. Join us next time as our adventures continue here on the Coaster Geeks Podcast.